Morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. Let's stand this morning. Yeah, clap your hands, all you people. Amen. Father, we worship you today. We clap unto you, Lord, as we stand in the position of victory this morning. We know that it's through you, because of you, that we can do that. And we just put a demand on the Holy Ghost that's within us today to come forth in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. And Holy Spirit, you're welcome here to come and do only what you can do. We've come to have an encounter with you, God. An encounter, Lord, that will be life-changing. We thank you for your word today, Lord, that sets us free. Hallelujah. And that has set us free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, and the word tells us in Matthew, come to me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. I want to talk to you just a second about a lady named Charlotte Elliott. She was born in England in 1789, a long time ago. She was either born, according to history, or in early life had become disabled. I can't say that other word. causing her life not to be what she had dreamed it to be. Her life was a testimony to patient endurance and suffering, not only physical, but emotional and spiritual. Because you see, her family were people of God. And it was written of Charlotte, of course, she's seen that. And because of her disability, she couldn't go and do as the rest of her family did. It was written of Charlotte, but her ill health still beset her. It often caused her the peculiar pain of seeing uselessness in her life, while the circle around her was full of unresting service, ableness to God. Charlotte wrote the song, Just As I Am. At 45 years old, this song, though, is a reminder to all of us. You know, if you've been in church and you sang that old hymn, Just As I Am, this song should be a reminder to us that when we came to Jesus, we may not know it at the moment, but when we came to him, we came just as we were. Just as I am, he says, come to me. In the brokenness of life, come to me. And even after we are saved, we still have to come to him just as we are. Pastor and I were talking about for the service how that we want to try to fix it. You know, we want to try to make what we already are in Christ. You know, and that's what causes us to get heavy laden. You know, in the Bible, and Jesus says, I will cause you to rest. I will bring refreshment into your life. And that you don't have to be in the heavy yoke of the law anymore. But we've been set free, amen? There is therefore what? No condemnation to what? To those who are in Christ Jesus. We don't walk after the flesh. We walk after the things of God as we become more and more Christ-like. Amen. And someday we'll just go. We'll just go. We'll just be out of here someday. Whether in death or in the rapture, we have got the report that we win. We win, church. We win. Thank you for what you're going to do in this place today, God. Thank you for refreshing us and just reviving us. And as we get into worship today, Lord, we just prepare ourselves right now to hear from you. Every distraction, as we minister on distraction today and staying focused, right now we come against every distraction that would cause us not to focus on the purpose of why we're here. And that's to worship you, to hear a word from you, to be able to go out into this world and be the light that you have called us to be. And everybody said amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I remember, of course, that Just As I Am. If you ever used to watch any of Billy Graham, that was his invitational song, you know. And, back my childhood and everything, we've shared different stuff. Jerry and I have all these 40 years with you all, but when we were dating, we got to singing together, and we'd go to singing conventions. Once a month, different churches in the county would have singing conventions, you know, and I remember the first time that we sang together, Russell Holmes, he's always been the MC, and he didn't know what to call us. So he called us partners. So from there on afterwards, you did. Yeah, you, yeah. Hey, that's what, you did. You said this is, I hadn't been dating very long. I wasn't his fiance. I wasn't really his girlfriend. What I'm saying? So he called me his partner. But anyway, I can remember church services and people get up and they're going to sing. Now, their hearts were right, and I'm not criticizing their hearts, but they'd get up and they'd say, well, we didn't get to practice this song, but we're going to try it today, so you all pray for us. And I'm going, but we have learned what worship is. Worship is coming just as I am, without one plea, and just magnifying the Lord, whether we've got this one or that one here or not. That's always, to me, that's what I've always tried to do. When we came together on Sunday morning, we take what God has supplied that's here, and you know what we do? We go before Him in the name of Jesus. Is that right? But I thought of all of that. I've got some awesome memories, and like I said, those people were sincere, but they didn't understand worship. They were singing and honoring Him, But we're gonna worship Him. So I want you to just lift your hands, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And when Mary got that news from the angel, she went to visit Elizabeth. And when she got there, Elizabeth opened the door, and immediately the babe, John the Baptist, leaped at 6 months in her womb. When she knocked, even before she opened the door. Right, let's get the story right, Laverne. And then Elizabeth greeted Mary and said, thou art the favorite. Here's this little gal, pregnant, not married, and she's highly favored. And she begins to open up and praise God out of her spirit, not knowing what she's going to go through, but just knowing that something wonderful has happened to her. And something wonderful happened to all of us because of Jesus, didn't it? He came into our hearts. He saved us, delivered us, and set us free. Amen? So this morning, just open up and let your soul magnify the Lord, all right? That first song, please. My soul magnifies the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Good news and great joy for every woman, every man. This will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem.
That's right.
Oh, come and worship. Do not be afraid. A company of angels. Glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those of whom His favor rests. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. No, 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 my soul,
come on,
magnifies the Lord, my soul. Magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given. Let every heart prepare His throne, and every nation under Him. Oh, come and worship, do not be afraid. No, 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 my soul, magnifies the Lord, my soul, magnifies the Lord. He has magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Of his government there will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on Wonderful Counselor, and his name shall be Everlasting Father. Wonderful Counselor, and his name shall be Everlasting Father. My soul magnifies the Magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for us. 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 Magnifies the Lord. My soul, 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 magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. He has done great things. He has done great.
We praise you for the good things you've done. Hallelujah, Lord God Almighty, this morning in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, the good things, it's interesting, we're kind of telling the story today. We've got a song about the birth of Jesus, Mary praising and magnifying, and then the next thing you know, he goes to the cross. At the next song, please.
There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide. Where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender. place where sin and shame are powerless. Where my heart has peace with God and forgiveness. Where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, at the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in all of you. I'm in all of you. Where your blood ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you.
In the midst of everything, in the midst of, you know, good, bad, or whatever, it doesn't matter. You're our anchor, you're our hope. And you know what, Father God? We raise our hallelujah to Him, don't we?
I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief. I raise a hallelujah. My weapon is a melody. I raise a hallelujah. Heaven comes to fight for me.
I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. I raise a hallelujah
with everything inside of me. I raise a hallelujah. I will watch the darkness flee. I raise a hallelujah. In the middle of the mystery, I raise a hallelujah.
Declare this now.
Fear, you've lost your hold on me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive.
Woo! Are you ready, church?
Sing a little louder. 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 Sing a little louder.
Sing a little louder.
In the presence of my enemies.
Sing a little louder.
Louder than the unbelief.
Sing a little louder.
If weapon is the melody,
sing a little louder.
Heaven comes to fight for me.
Sing a little louder.
In the presence of my enemies.
Sing a little louder.
Louder than the unbelief.
Sing a little louder.
My weapon is the melody.
Sing a little louder.
Heaven comes to fight for me. I'm gonna sing in the middle of the storm. Louder and louder, you're gonna hear my praises roar. Up from the ashes, hope will arise. Death is defeated, the King is alive. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. I raise a
We praise you. You may be seated just a minute. And I promise you I'm not going to preach, but I want to read a scripture to you before we do a song. That's what the song is about, this scripture. And it's out of Revelation. And I'm going to read Revelation 5. And remember, John was on the island of Patmos. He had been quarantined there. They tried to kill him every which way they could, and they couldn't. So finally, they just said, we're just going to put him on his own island. And one day, the Spirit caught him up. That's why he's called John the Revelator. And God showed him all of this. And I want to read chapter 5. I'm reading it out of the Amplified, and I want you just to pay attention and get this picture in your mind. Remember, part of worship is imagination. Okay, I want to use my imagination for God. So you picture the scene. All of heaven standing around. The churches have already been dealt with. The seven churches have already been dealt with. And John says in chapter 5, and I saw lying on the open hand of him who was seated on the throne. Now who's that? A scroll or a book written within and on the back, clothed and sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel announcing in a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll? And who is entitled and deserves and is morally fit to break its seals?" Wow. And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth in the realm of the dead was able to open the scroll or even take a single look at its contents. And I wept audibly and bitterly because no one was found fit to open the scroll or to inspect it. And then one of the elders of the heavenly Sanhedrin said to me, "Stop weeping. See, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has won, has overcome and conquered. He can open the scroll and break its seven seals." And there between the throne and the four living creatures, I saw a lamb standing as though it had been slain, with seven horns and seven eyes, with seven, at which are the seven spirits of God who have been sent far and wide into all the earth. He then went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne, who was God. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders prostrated themselves before the Lamb. Each was holding a harp or a lute, and they had golden bowls full of incense or fragrant spices, Miss Martha, which are the prayers of God's people, the saints. And now they sing a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to break the seals that are on it, for you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men unto God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom royal and priests to our God, and they shall reign as kings over the earth." And then I looked, and I heard the voices of many angels on every side of the throne and of the living creatures and the elders. And they numbered 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands and thousands. And they were saying in a loud voice, "Deserving or worthy is the Lamb who was sacrificed to receive all the power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and majesty and glory and blessing." And I heard every created thing in heaven and earth. What does that say? Every created thing in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and on all that is in, crying out together to him who sits seated on the throne, and to the Lamb is ascribed the blessing and the honor and the majesty and the power forever and ever through eternities. And then the four living creatures said, "Amen, so be it." And the elders prostrated themselves before him. Glory to God. You get the picture. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you and we magnify you. Glory to God. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God.
Do you feel the world is broken? We do. Do you feel the shadows deepen? We do. Do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? We do. Do you wish that you could see it all made? Do.
We're going to do that again, church. And if you agree with us, that part of the last is very easy just to say we do.
Do you feel the world is broken?
We do.
Do you feel the shadows deepen?
We do.
But do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through?
We do.
Do you wish that you could see it all made new? We do. Is all creation groaning? It is. Is a new creation coming? It is. Is the glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst? It is. Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? It is. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of our blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy of this? He is. Does the Father truly love us? He does. Does the Spirit move among us? He does. And is Jesus our Messiah home forever those he loves? He does. Does our God intend to dwell again with us? He does. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he's David's root and the Lion who died to ransom the slave. From every people and tribe, every nation and tongue, Son, is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Honor and glory. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? Is he worthy of this?
Church, glory to God, glory to God. Do that last chorus too up there. Is he worthy? You believe that? I don't have any volume. Oh, the offering. While we're doing this, if you've got an offering you want to give to Sky or Brother Danny, thank God for his provision, church.
Amen.
Glenn, I don't have a lot of volume on the piano. That's better.
Does the Father truly love us?
He does.
Does the Spirit move among us? He does. And as Jesus our Messiah holds, forever those He loves, He does. Does our God intend to dwell again with us?
Come on.
He does. Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he's David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave from every people and tribe. Every nation and tongue, He has made us a kingdom and priests to God to reign with the Son. Is He worthy? Is He worthy of our blessing and honor and glory? Is He worthy? Is He worthy? Is He worthy?
Magnify you, Jesus. You are worthy. Hallelujah. 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 You know, glory to God. We
blessing, glory, and honor.
Come on.
Power and might and deliverance. Be unto thee our.
Y'all remember that one? Do that again.
Blessing, honor, and
those word songs that we learned years ago, they just come out, don't they? Now, don't you praise God for it? You know, we're going to close the worship today with a song I've really come to appreciate because of the words that's in it. And remember, I shared last week that when, in Numbers, when God had anointed, of course, had anointed Moses, Moses turns around and he speaks a blessing and he anoints Aaron and all of his sons. And then he says, okay, now, Aaron, I want you to bless the people. I want to send a blessing out to the people. And that's what this song is. And you should know it by now. And it's so much better with Kim here to do it with me. It's called The Blessing. Oop, I'm in the wrong key. Here we go.
Lord bless you and keep you, make His face shine upon you, be gracious to you. Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Lord bless you.
Come on, church.
And keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you. To you, Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Amen.
favor, come on,
be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and your children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He's with you, he's with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He's for you, 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 he's for you.
Church, give him the praise and the honor and the glory today. Oh, we praise you, mighty God, almighty God, almighty God. Thank you, Father, that you are worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. In the midst of everything, Father God, we honor you today. Lord, with our voices, we cry out and glorify your name today, for you are worthy. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody said, amen. Glory to God. Amen. 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 I tell you what, whether you're singing or quoting the word, there's just something about it, isn't it?
Amen.
Thank you,
yes.
Father God. Yes, classes are